Hello and welcome to the second of these in our shoes. So we're doing it in their shoes, sorry, not our shoes. We know where our shoes are. We're in them already. In their shoes, where we hypothetically make Stu Wright, Dan Morgan and Phil Blundell look into being director of football for any one of another set of Premier League teams. Normally we do this, as I say, one big run through the top six, but the top six isn't a top six anymore. Phil made that point around Arsenal quite emphatically. On our previous one, where he made clear the scope of the problems that Arsenal will face. For this one, I've got Manchester United. Stu Wright has got Tottenham Hotspur. They're more conventional picks. Dan Morgan is still fretting around this Wolverhampton Wanderers squad like a man trying to do a Rubik's Cube next to an eight-year-old who's already finished his. And Phil Blundell, in a departure from this in the past, we decided to pick one of the promoted sides and we've gone for Norwich City. And Phil volunteered for Norwich City very, very quickly when given the opportunity. So, Phil, you are the director of football of Norwich City. Stuart Webber, I believe his name is.
For Liverpool?
Yeah, what is the big Stuart Webber / Phil Blundell plan?
So, the first thing I'm thinking of is about 6 weeks ago, Todd Cantwell went on The Breakfast Show on TalkSport and they were talking about how the season had been and what the approach was and how they got promoted. And one thing he said was, and I thought it was fascinating, he said, "We didn't really worry too much about the opposition. We just went out there and played our football and it worked and we were really good." And you think about that and then you think about how Norwich City came to get relegated 2 years ago and you wonder if there's some correlation between those two things. And therefore, the first thing I'm doing is something I always wonder why teams don't do more of. And when a team gets promoted, they sit there and go, right, we need some new players. None of them ever go, do you know what? Maybe we need a better manager. And I don't really understand why Norwich would go into the season and think, this man got us relegated once. There doesn't seem to be a lot there in him that makes you think that our best opportunity is to stay up. So I'm going to get him out. And he's gone. And he's gone back to Germany. And see you later. And what I'm doing is I'm going to be really, really bold, try and build Norwich up into a consistent Premier League club. And I'm getting on the phone to Rafa Benitez and tell him Rafa Benitez he's got the freedom to do pretty much whatever he wants with Norwich. It's the perfect project for him. It's like Newcastle, but a little bit more tricky. And I think it's something that he'd be really, really enjoy doing.